Kevin Zing and Elton Yao, BVP's Heather Purvis, great music, nice vocalist, Kenny Gourmet, and Cilantro Blue. Thank you for all of your music. They're very interesting indeed to me, as well as, I believe, for the listeners of 101.9. So the next one, we have a show called Give Them the Boot by Linda Bull. I believe it's very great Italian music. So molto bene and a very, how do I say Italian? Oh, come stai. So that's what I'm going to say for the show. So here's Linda. I'll play another piece of music by Catherine Calder. It's called Arrow. It's probably one of the best, actually one of the best piece of music she played actually recently. So I'll let it play and... Adios. Ciao.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Given the Boot, an hour of Italian music. Stay with me until 3 o'clock for Italian music, mostly folk, some singer-songwriter, a bit of jazz, whatever takes my fancy.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I am Linda Bull, and this is an hour of Italian music. I started off there with Vittina Crozza, a track from a beautiful CD of jazz-influenced Sicilian folk tunes by Michael Occhipinti and his band called the Sicilian Jazz Project. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who came out to Italian Day on the Drive on Sunday. It was a huge event. I was there making Venetian masks with loads of kids for a few hours. And there's lots more happening during the week, actually. It's Italian Heritage Month this whole month of June, and the Italian Cultural Center has lots of things going on. You can check out italianculturalcenter.ca to find out exactly what's happening. There's kids' events, there is music, there's theater, food, all sorts of things. And what's the next thing up is actually tonight, Variety Theatre Night. The Eduardo De Filippo Theatre Group is performing Tanto per ridere un po' insieme, a night of cabaret and sketch comedy by Massimo Troisi and Carlo Verdone and other Italian comedians. The show will be in Italian with some dialect from Rome, Naples and Trieste at 7:30 in the ballroom, free admission. So that's worth checking out if you happen to be on the east side or want to go to the east side to the Italian Cultural Center, which is on Slocan Street. Later on during the week, this Sunday coming up there at the Italian Cultural Center is Festa Italiana. It's a traditional summer outdoor festival with children and adult entertainment, food prepared by their chefs and volunteers, a Friends of Ferrari race for kids, music and dancing, all sorts of things. It's free from 12 until 4. So go on out there and you can sit in the sun and have some nice food and just enjoy life. La dolce vita. That's everything happening this week for Italian Heritage Month. So italianculturalcenter.ca is the place to find out this info. There's lots more exciting things happening in the next couple of weeks. Okay, allora, andiamo alla musica. Oggi, come spesso accade ultimamente, ho un insieme di musica senza, diciamo, un tema preciso, musica da tutte le parti d'Italia. Comincio con un pezzo che a me piace molto, dal chitarrista sardo Bebo Ferra. Si chiama Eia, che è un modo di... è una parola che esiste solo in Sardegna. È difficile spiegare che cosa significa. Un po' come, insomma, qualcosa del genere. Comunque, Eia si chiama ed è un pezzo dal disco Mari Pintao di Bebo Ferra con un sacco di altri musicisti. Un po' di jazz, diciamo jazz sardo. Thank you.
Sempre navegamo en gran perigo semo en questo nostro mar mai possemmo reposar non dovemmo cessar lo pietoso Deo pregar che ne scampe coi suoi santi da pericoli che son tanti tali gran commovimenti de fortuna e de gran venti bacanesi e onde brave che conturba nostra nave l'aere per tutto fuscò e l'umare sturbò non par stella, non par luna tante uccelle d'esta fortuna né se trovemmo conforto de poer venire a porto né osemmo strenze gli eggi tanto e fin l'umare d'escheggi e sempre sema guai te da beruele da curse chi non c'è se mi dar storte e rapinare e dar morte sempre te mando d'esser conchigi d'alcun dei nostri nemici de vianda e de bevenda a musse scarsa
scenga. Se non fare Dio preghere, solo in questo noi se spere, 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 solo in questo noi se spere.
La bellissima voce di Roberta Aloisio, Lengua Serpentina è il nome del disco, è il suo primo disco da sola, credo, del 2009. Noi che sempre navighiamo è cantato in dialetto genovese, lei credo che sia di Genova, ha vinto un sacco di premi ultimamente, tra cui anche vincitrice della Targa Tenco del 2011 come miglior interprete, e anche il premio nazionale Città di Loano per la musica tradizionale italiana, e anche nel 2011 per il suo disco invece Janua, che è un altro disco sempre della CNI, Compagnia Nuove Indie. E lei ha un altro disco in lavorazione, Anua si chiama, di prossima uscita, è dedicato all'immaginario femminile nella tradizione popolare ligure e genovese. Nasce in collaborazione con un sacco di musicisti bravi, tra cui Mario Arcari, Riccardo Barbera, Birken Tree, Armando Corsi, Marco Fadda, Max Manfredi, un sacco di persone. Comunque, bravissima donna Roberta Aloisio, che io ho scoperto solo ultimamente, negli ultimi 2 anni direi. Comunque, bellissimo pezzo. State magari a casa ad ascoltare, voi che siete in Italia, è già tardissimo, sono già le 11:30 quasi di sera, invece qui a Vancouver sono le 2:30 del pomeriggio. Spero che vada tutto bene dove siete, se siete in Italia, se siete in Australia, magari anche in altri posti del mondo. Ho ascoltatori, lo so, da tutti i paesi del mondo, e mi fa piacere sapere che ci siete. Allora, andiamo avanti invece con un gruppo, e questo è un disco, si chiama Rumi, ed è un disco di un gruppo con un nome veramente strano, si chiama Lu, L-U. Io adesso non mi ricordo esattamente, ma sarà stato un compilation di qualche casa discografica dove c'era un pezzo di questo gruppo che mi è piaciuto molto. Poi sono andata a trovare anche il disco, poi ho scoperto chi c'è sul disco, il personale del disco. C'è Gavino Murgia, il grandissimo sassofonista, vocalista, musicista in generale sardo, che ha fatto un sacco di lavori vari, forse era anche la sua voce su quel pezzo di Bebo Ferra, che fa, lui riesce a fare questo tipo di canto con la gola, molto strano, molto interessante, e suona anche ovviamente Lella Oneddas, che è lo strumento, diciamolo, nazionale della Sardegna, perché poi per me la Sardegna comunque è una nazione a parte, non fa parte dell'Italia, soltanto burocraticamente. E va bene così, meglio così. Allora, altri musicisti su questo disco, c'è anche un altro sardo, Francesco Soggiu, che suona violino e percussioni. Comunque un bellissimo disco, e io voglio farvi sentire un pezzo che viene da questo gruppo, La Niña Contenta, ecco il Lu.
La nina contenta, a veri de mamma stenta, a veri dall'ava io. Mamma stenta, gnasta son, mamma stenta da stinte, lai babè, babè, da cunile, da cunile.
rivalide i barata con il le l'anima contenta va per i de mamma stenta va per i da la vaio mamma stenta ignata donna ma stenta da stinte lei va ben va ben da con il le da con il le da con il le da con il le da con il le
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
sentito cantare una canzone, è la stessa che canto io. In questi giorni di negazione, in questo tempo di passaggio, parla di un deserto da attraversare, fa l'elogio dei castelli in aria ed è qualcosa che mi fa sperare e che mi dà coraggio. In questo tempo diviso, tempo ripiegato, tempo di fiori recisi, di cuori sezionati, tempo di un mondo migliore, tempo di un mondo migliore, se solo avessi l'audacia di un sogno. Questo tempo di passaggio, non esiste giorno che non cerchi il mare, mare aperto dove regna la deriva, perché è qualcosa che mi fa sperare, è qualcosa che mi fa sperare e che mi dà un motivo. In questo tempo perduto, tempo ripiegato, tempo di pochi minuti, di cuori sezionati, tempo di un mondo migliore, tempo di un mondo migliore, se solo avessi l'audacia di un sogno.
Tempo di Passaggio, that's the name of the album, the latest album by the group from Rome, Acustimantico, of whom my friend Raffaella Misiti is the singer. What a beautiful voice she has. And that's a gorgeous track as well, just featuring the lovely guitar there. I presume it's Stefano Scatozza on guitar. They're a wonderful group. Their album, Tempo di Passaggio, was released last year. It's distributed by Egea. And you can find it online on their website, acustimantico.it. All of this information and more you'll find on the Give 'em the Boot Facebook page, which I have created, and I put links to all the different artists whose music I play whilst doing the show here at CITR. And if you're interested in knowing more, you can always message me or shoot me an email, givetheboot@gmail.com. Don't forget that CITR also has this great capability of having podcasts of all the shows. So not only can you listen online, which you can be doing right now at www.citr.com, citr.ca, but you can actually go later on and go to the shows and podcasts link, click on G for Given the Boot, and you can find this podcast from today and also all the rest of the podcasts that have ever been saved, not all of them exactly, but a lot of them for the last 6 or 7 years. And it's really fun to be able to go back and sort of see what music I've played and just a bit of a history, I guess, of the show. Don't forget, you can also call in if you feel so inclined. 604-822-2487 is the number here in the studio. I'm happy to answer the phone when I'm not chatting on air. Wanted to mention that there was a track before the Acustimantico one, and it was by Filippo Gambetta, who was better known as an accordion player, or melodeon player to be precise, from his album Andirivieni, a track called La Lattuga Turbolenta, and it was actually him playing mandolin, which he's actually pretty good at too. He is, of course, from Genoa, and the son of a very well-known guitarist, flat picker, called Beppe Gambetta, well-known in North America, being a guest on my show. Lou, which is actually, I discovered, this sort of alias of Luisa Cottifogli, one of her many albums. My goodness, she has done so many different things. The album that I was telling you about that features Gavino Morge's voice is actually the female voice feature Luisa Cottifogli, who is an absolutely stunning singer and composer. She's also an actress. And this album from 2006 features her with a wonderful group of people on different musical instruments, lots of percussion, guitars, but also electronics, reeds, and all sorts of things. And although it does have a bit of an emphasis on samples and electronics, it's also quite balanced in that it does focus also on classical strings and arrangements, and really you do hear the roots of the music, so it's not at all like an electronica album. Lou, or otherwise known as Luisa Cottifogli, and I've put a link to her solo website as well, luisacottifogli.com, and you can see all the different things. She's been on a million different albums. Quite an amazing voice that she has. She studied in Bologna. And I should just mention too before that the Egea label also put out that album by Bebo Ferrara, the Sardinian guitarist, called Mari Pintau. They do amazing distribution of great, a lot of jazz music, but not just jazz. And that album also features other wonderful musicians, including Javier Girotto, who is this amazing reeds player, plays bari sax, soprano sax, bass clarinet, and flutes. Features Paolino Dalla Porta on bass, Roberto Dani on drums and percussion. It was recorded in Perugia in a church, the Oratorio di Santa Cecilia, in April 2003. It is one of my absolute favorite albums, and I have to thank Simone Guiducci, another jazz guitarist from Italy, for introducing me to Bebo Ferrara. Okay, you're listening to Given the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM. It is 20 to 3. You've got 20 minutes left of music. May I mention also that the Italian Institute of Culture, the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, here in Vancouver, also has a bunch of different events that go on, including a cinema club, Cine Club in Italiano. And it's they are resuming this in the fall. It's just finishing up now. There is actually, I believe, another couple of films left. June 11th, which is actually today, Il Passato è una terra straniera, by Daniele Vicari, and on June 25th, Puerto Escondido by Gabriele Salvatores. The films and the discussions are entirely in Italian, shown with Italian subtitles, no English subtitles. So if you're feeling brave and you'd like to try that out, or you want to practice your Italian, then you can go along. There is no admission charge and you don't need to pre-register. They start at 6:15, don't be late, at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. There are lots more events happening with them, iicvancouver.esteri, esteri.it is where you will find all the information. I wanted to mention too, on the musical front, it's always exciting to know there are Italians coming to town. I have been mentioning in the last few weeks how a group called Piccola Banda Icona, featuring Stefano Saletti, are coming for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, also for Mission Folk Music Festival, and they will also be playing a show at the Italian Cultural Centre on Monday, July 22nd. That will be in the ballroom, and it'll be a great show. I'm excited about being able to be involved with that. Also, however, I found out that an Italian pianist is coming to the Jazz Fest, playing on Sunday, June 30th, Alberto Breida. He is going to be playing with one of our wonderful Canadian clarinetists, who is just unbelievable, François Houle. And they're going to be playing together at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival on Sunday, June 30th at the Roundhouse, 3:15. Actually, yes, that's right. And it's only, I wanted to say, I think that there's just the one show. Yes, it is just the one show. 3:15 Roundhouse on Sunday, June 30th. I'm going to try and catch that. It would be great. Tickets are really cheap. You can buy them at northerntickets.com or go onto the Jazz Fest website and see what else is happening. Okay, torniamo alla musica. Basta col parlare. Il nome della rosa era un film, era un libro di Umberto Eco, poi un film anche bellissimo, e ora è una, diciamo, un brano strumentale da Sergio, di Sergio Altamura, che è un chitarrista che ho conosciuto un paio di anni fa, che era venuto con Pino Forastiere e Guitar Republic a suonare qui a Vancouver. Ecco, sentiamo questo pezzo strumentale, The Name of the Rose, Il nome della rosa, di Sergio Altamura, chitarrista italiano.
dentro di me. compreso dentro di me mi fa correre più svelto che io possa. Come una specie di adrenalina che brucia dentro di me.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Welcome back to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music at CITR 101.9 FM. Almost time to go. I'm going to leave you with a track by the Modena City Ramblers with this legendary group featuring many great musicians and singers. And this is a track called Terra del Fuoco. I just played a track there by Sergio Altamura. He is a guitarist who played with Guitar Republic. Pino Forestiere is this guitarist from Rome who put together this wonderful, crazily talented group of three acoustic guitarists, all using Martin acoustic guitars, actually doing all sorts of extended techniques on their instrument. Hopefully we'll get them back sometime soon. They were here last year, I believe. It may have been the year before. Time flies. It's crazy. Looking forward to festival season. Lots coming up. Don't forget the jazz festival. We've got an Italian pianist playing with François Houle, our very own wonderful clarinetist. And we also have Piccola Banda Icona playing. They're coming from Rome and other places. Stefano Saletti is bringing his wonderful world music group. They do Mediterranean music, not just Italian music, but music from all around the Mediterranean. Very talented. I'll play some more of them in the coming weeks and hopefully have them in for an interview or at least chat with us over the phone. So leaving you now with Modena City Ramblers, and I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon. Hopefully when I get back outside, it's sunnier than it was when I came in, but it's a little bit chilly, but you know what? That's Vancouver for you. Allora, ci vediamo la settimana prossima, martedì prossimo. Vi saluto tutti. Non dimenticate di andare sul Facebook, sulla pagina di Give 'Em the Boot e andare a vedere tutti i link ai siti vari dei musicisti che ho messo in onda oggi. Se avete mai voglia, potete anche scrivermi. Così posso magari fare qualcosa per voi in una prossima trasmissione se avete della musica particolare che volete sentire. Ok, ciao ciao, a presto.
Io non credo nella guerra come strumento. C'è un dato inoppugnabile, che la guerra è uno strumento che non funziona, semplicemente non funziona. È come una macchina che fa al massimo 40 ore si
chiama. Fuoco che brucia e che consuma. La storia, la ragione, la verità. Brucia la rabbia e l'odio.